ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحجاج والعمار وفد الله، يعطيهم ما سألوا ويستجيب لهم ما دعوا وينفق عليهم ما أنفقوا، درهم بألف ألف درهم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, there are certain aspects, ibadat, injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are specific to certain times in the Islamic calendar. Classical example: the farz and obligatory fast of Ramadan is specific to the month of Ramadan. And this period, from the first of Shawwal that we have entered into, there are two great injunctions of Islam that are specific to this period. One, as we know, is the discharging of the fifth pillar of Islam, that of Hajj. And the other, once Zulhijjah starts, will be upon those that can afford it, the wajib qurbani that is discharged. So in keeping with that, whilst when it comes to Hajj, obviously every one of us is not going to perform Hajj every year. And it is that ibadat which, out of the compassion and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it to become obligatory upon us, there are certain requirements. For example, a person has to be able to afford the Hajj journey. Over and above that, he does not have any physical disabilities, etc., that excuse him from discharging this obligation. Despite the fact that every one of us every year is not going to make Hajj, many of us this year have not even attempted. Many of us, maybe we have already discharged the farz obligatory Hajj. However, when it comes to the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are certain haqaiq, certain what ulama refer to as asrar, secrets, certain realities, certain very, very great benefits, that if these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are discharged correctly, then this is not the promise of some businessman who half the time we don't know whether he's speaking the truth or not. This is Allah's promise. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. Allah's kalam is the height of truthfulness. It is the height of justice. Carry out these commands of Allah as Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want you to. And then Allah guarantees you certain things. Example, although we have time constraints, I'm digressing, but Obviously, being Jummah and there are some nikahs to be performed, in this little time that we have, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that some barakat is put in it. We'll try to cover certain aspects. But like I said, I'm digressing. Today, particularly when it comes to our youth, there is no Muslim parent that cannot be worried. The challenges that our youth are facing, whether it comes to the internet, comes to atheistic, agnostic ideas, debauchery, immorality, exposure to pornography, the very essence of what is a male and a female being questioned. A few years ago when I was in Vancouver, I met one Muslim teacher, mashallah, Jamaat Sati, teaching in the public school in Canada. So I said, what is your, if you had to sum it up, the challenge that the youth are facing today? So he said, Mauli Sahab, as far as I'm concerned, it's an overload of information. There was a time or period, shaitan will whisper in the heart certain things. But society and culture was such that we didn't have access to those things. Today, there is nothing. There are no limits. At the touch of a button, go wherever you want. So every Muslim parent in his heart, he will have this fear. 2 years ago, I was in Wembley, in London. Imam Sahib comes, one Sati sits in front of me, tears in his eyes. Maulana, I want to tell you something, make dua. I said, what is the problem? Because my son was 16 years of age, he was with us, he was in the home, he was learning Quran. In the space of 4 years, he got caught up on some internet site. And in the space of 4 years, my son brought pork and sharab into the house and has become atheist. So there is no Muslim parent that in his heart would not today be having fear and very great worry about what challenge we are facing on the outside. And yet, Quran is Allah's kalam. And like Allah is eternal, the Quran is eternal. Allah's knowledge is such things don't have to happen for Allah to come to know about them. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ Allah knows everything before it happens. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadiqul Masduq, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. He said, I am leaving behind two things, Allah's kalam, the Quran, and my way, that is sunnah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَن تَذِلُّوا مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا Let artificial intelligence and let the forces of batil, quantum physics or whatever you want to call it, let them throw whatever they want to throw at you. Hold on to these two things and you will never go astray. Point I am making, we are worried. What are the challenges the youth are facing? What does Allah tell us in the Quran? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. This is Allah's kalam. My Allah says, discharge salah as it is supposed to be discharged. And Allah guarantees you, you will be protected from shamelessness. You will be protected by whatever the internet can throw at you. You will be protected by that shaitan box that unfortunately many of us feel this lazimi need to adorn our homes with. Discharge salah correctly. And tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Like I said, that's a separate topic, but we went in that direction. One point I want to highlight. When my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about salah, when the Quran speaks about salah, when Sahaba spoke about salah, it did not mean salah at home. And it did not mean salah on your own. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the munafiq ma'lumun nifaq, a hypocrite, who Quran tells us, innal munafiqina fid darkil asfali minan nar, will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. The greatest azab, more than the azab of Abu Jahl, will be the azab of a munafiq. Yet Sahaba tell us, even a munafiq for Fajr and Isha Salah used to be in the masjid in Jamaat. So we talk about protecting our youth. open our eyes to the reality. MashaAllah, HIFS classes have increased, Muslim schools have increased, yet this entire age group, 15 to 35, is missing from our masjids. Where is this entire generation? Allah commands us, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Introducing salah in your home, introducing salah in the life of your children is an imperative command of Allah. What does it mean? From the age of 7, if it is a male child, my Nabi said, salah with jamaat in the masjid. As parents today, how many of us are fulfilling this responsibility? It's not the work of some ustad in some maktab or madrasa, nor is it the work of the tabligh jamaat. It is my and your responsibility to instill homes to such an extent. Bayad Lu'ab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, earn for the next 5 generations. Ensure the financial stability of your family for the next 5 generations. But die in this condition that you haven't instilled in the heart of your child that 2 rakats of salah is more valuable than the 7 heavens and the 7 earths. By the qasam of my Allah, you have left that child bankrupt. And the same wealth that you amass, that child will use it to destroy your akhirat and his akhirat also. Salah, Allah tells us, protection from whatever we are facing. But salah means salah in the masjid. Salah means salah with jamaat. Salah means that if you have children, ensure that salah with jamaat is in their life. Coming back to the point, like I said, I went off topic. This is a warning that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. This is the prophecy of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when it comes to the outward shakal and shape and form of ibadat, that will remain high. The reality of these amal will come out. Allah's promise is true. The level of fahsha, the level of impurity is increasing. The challenges facing us are increasing. Why? Because the salah that we are making is not the salah that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam want. Same when it comes to this fast of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. After Ramadan, my Allah says, Imam Ibn Kathir rahimullah, the great mufassir of the Quran, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fast, لَعَلَّكُمْ. لَعَلَّ means perhaps, but he says, بِالنِّسْبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِمَعْنَى الْوَاجِبِ. He says this word la'alla, when the one that is doing or telling you is Allah, it doesn't mean perhaps, it is wajib. Allah says it is compulsory. Fast in Ramadan, you will become muttaqi. Why? The first fajr after the day of Eid is the majma of the masjid, half or less than half. Where is the taqwa that Allah promised? Allah spoke the truth. The problem is the fast that we were keeping is not the fast that we were supposed to keep. Likewise, when it comes to this fifth pillar of Islam, Hajj, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَاءُ أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّهِ وَأُسَاتُهُمْ لِلتِّجَارَةِ وَفُقَرَاؤُهُمْ لِلْمَسْأَلَةِ وَقُرَّاؤُهُمْ لِلرِّيَاءِ وَالسُّمْعَةِ. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a time will come upon my ummah. For the rich people, for the wealthy, Hajj and Umrah will become a holiday. Like we observe, many of our middle class income upwards families, because when December comes, or when school holidays come, because the maids are going on holiday, so now some overseas excursion becomes compulsory. But obviously, whether it's Maldives or whether it's some exotic destination, not running anybody down. We have to Islamicize it a little bit. Appease our conscience a little bit. So let's make one Umrah stopover on the way. Look at the hadith of Rasulullah. He said, for my Ummah, Hajj and Umrah will become a holiday. That is why cry tears of blood in those Mubarak lands which are drenched with the tears and the rigors and the hardships of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of Sahaba, of Awliya, of Atqiya. We see the type of conduct, how we are spending our time in those places. Sometimes in the shopping places, sometimes in the marketplaces, sometimes in the coffee shops, sometimes our youth, young girls and boys fraternizing with one another. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, make 70 sins outside Makkah, but don't make one sin in Makkah. Qazi Shurey rahimahullah, second century of Islam, what did he say? He said, Al-Hajj Qaleel, Wal-Rukban Kathir. The merrymakers, second century of Islam already. He said, the travelers are many. Hajis and those who come for Umrah are very, very few. At the time of Zuhur, that Imam is calling out the Azan, where is the Haji? Where is the Mu'tamir? We'll see poorer countries, mashallah, 3, 4, 5 kilometers they'll walk to make sure they are there on time for Salah. South Africans, Allah has blessed us, mashallah. So it's frontline hotels, but where are we? He said, the rich of my ummah, Hajj will become holiday. For the middle class, it will become a trading exercise. For the poor, it will become a begging exercise. And even the ulama, even those who have the knowledge of deen, lirriya'i wa sum'a, Hajj and Umrah will become a show of expedition. I made so many Hajj and I made so many Umrah. The point and the warning and the caution is the haqaiq and reality of these a'mal will come out. And when it comes to Ka'batullah, when it comes to Makkah and Medina Munawwara, when it comes to those muqaddas lands, like I said, whether you are going for Hajj or not going for Hajj, there are certain aspects. When Allah speaks of Ka'batullah in the Quran, what does Allah say? Inna awwala bayt, beautiful word Quran uses. Allah doesn't say inna awwala masjid. Inna awwala bayt. What is bayt? Bayt literally means house. Place of itminan, place of tranquility, place that draws your heart. Never mind where you are, when you're away from the house, automatically, intrinsically, your heart leans towards your bait. So Allah uses that same word, inna awwala bait, the first house. Placed on this earth, Quran uses the word wudhiya, place. Why? No human being was involved in its initial construction. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, malaika was sent down. Malaika was sent down to construct the Ka'batullah first. Where? In Jaziratul Arab. Where? In the Middle East. Quran doesn't say that. What does Allah say? Inna awwala bayt wudhiya lin-nas, for the whole humanity, the barakat and the blessings and the samarat of Ka'batullah will affect the entire humanity. It is not for the Arabs or the non-Arabs, not for the Middle East only. Just now, when we stand up for Salah, that Imam, where is he going to face? You and I, where are we going to face? If we don't face in that direction, the Salah is not made. Every Salah, we are reminded our connection with Ka'batullah. Inna awwala bayt wudhiya lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakka mubarakan mubarakan. Allah says it is a place of barakah, it is a place of blessing. And then wa hudal lil alamin, not hudal lil jaziratil arab. Allah says Ka'batullah is hidayat, Ka'batullah is barakah, Ka'batullah is thamara, Ka'batullah is rizq, Ka'batullah is zamzam, Ka'batullah is Allah destroying from the unseen those who will oppose Ka'batullah. Ka'batullah is the hidden help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ka'batullah is the special nusrat of Allah ta'ala. Ka'batullah is the special connection with Allah ta'ala. Not only for those people, mubarakan wa hudallil alameen, it is barakat and hidayat for the entire alam. So whether you are going for Hajj, whether you are not going for Hajj, ulama say, one is a physical journey, where a person actually leaves and goes for Hajj or Umrah. The other, more important than the physical journey, is what we call the journey of the heart. This is what Imam Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, he highlights this, that this is a universal ibadah. It is the form. It doesn't pertain to only those that are going for. Again, I'm digressing. How important it is. Unfortunately, many of us have this mindset. Get the children married, sort the financial commitments out, and then we'll see about Hajj. If Allah made Hajj farz upon you, Allah blessed you financially, my respected brothers, for Allah's sake, don't delay. Don't delay. Hajj, if carried out correctly, changes your entire life. What you will see there has a lifelong impression. Yes, elderly, go find it's in its place. But in the time of youth, you need it. For your life to change, now is the time. If Allah gave you the opportunity, don't delay. Because look at the warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy from head to toe. And yet what did he say? Mafhum of the hadith. Sometimes I even fright to translate this hadith to so that people don't get the wrong impression of how much it hurt our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, my ummati, upon whom Hajj was farz, and he died in a condition where he did not discharge it. Fala alayhi an yamuta yahudiyan wala nasraniyan. Literal translation, he says, I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't care if this man dies as a Yahudi or a Nasrani also. Such a warning, and yet we delay, many of us. If we know of those, different matter, accreditation and how difficult it is becoming, nusuk app and whatever it is. But the attempt has to be there. Delay in this regard is dangerous. Nevertheless, coming back, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah said, Sayrul qulub ablagh min sayril abdan. One is the physical journey. More important than the physical journey. Just now we are going to stand up for salah. There is a journey of the heart. There is a journey of the heart. Journey of the heart. And then he goes on. He says, "Kam silin bi badanihi ila al-bayt wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt." How many they are? Allah bless them. Physically, financially, they are going again and again. They are holding the gilaf of the Kaaba. They are standing, Allahu Akbar, in the Rawda Mubarak of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That haziri, that honor, that dignity Allah gave them. And yet, what is the state of the heart? Some of them are taking videos. Some of them are laughing and joking. From head to toe, standing in front of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Rawda Mubarak, and there is no sign of any sunnah. Leave there being no sign of any sunnah, there is no desire in the heart for sunnah. There is no promising my Nabi when you are speaking to him that come in my life, it's just some holiday or some excursion, and come back and revert to what I was doing before. He says, there are many, physically, bodily, they may have reached there, but their hearts are cut off from that place. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَائِدٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْعَلَىٰ. And there are many that are thousands of kilometers away, maybe financially or whatever restriction Allah put in front of them, whatever challenge, because Allah wants to see their tears at the time of tahajjud. Allah wants to see their true love and reverence in the heart. Allah wants to see them crying before Allah Ta'ala and begging from Allah. Allah wants to see the shock in the heart for that place. Thousands of kilometers they are away. But قَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْعَلَىٰ. Their hearts have connected with Kaaba. Their hearts have connected with Medina Munawwara. Their hearts have connected with the Rabb of Kaabatullah. Like I said, time constraints, unfortunately. So very, very quickly, in 2 or 3 minutes, for us, just to get an idea of the difference. Difference. What is the type of preparation we are supposed to be making? What is the type of shock? And because understand, you're going or not going is Allah's invitation, is Allah's acceptance. If Allah is taking you, value it. not going, Allah wants to see you turning towards Him. Because it is no nusuk app or no accreditation or no bank balance that's taking anyone. This is specifically Allah's invitation. And anyone who goes, by the qasam of my Allah, read the history of Islam, no one became poor through making Hajj and Umrah. No one became poor particularly through making Hajj. Because my Nabi says when Allah invited you, He is going to give you back every penny that you spend. Not according to your and my shan, but dirham bi alf alf dirham. For every one dirham, Allah will give you 1 million dirham. Nevertheless, like I said, one incident from the lives of the Salaf Salihin. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, Qafla left, we reached the miqat. People put on the ihram, symbolism of ihram, etc. Like I said, there's no time, we're not going to go into that now. But he says, I saw one youngster. He was shaky. People put the ihram. Talbiyah you got to make. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Articulate it at least 3 times. Say it loudly. Now you have entered into the state of ihram. This youngster is hesitating. He's not reading the talbiyah. So Malik bin Dinar says to him, what's wrong? Why don't you read labbaik, Allahumma labbaik? Others are reading. He says, Malik, someone came to Fudail bin Ayaz rahimahullah. And he said to him, Inni uridul hajj. وَإِنِّي أُرِيدُ الْأُمْرَةِ He says, I intend going for Hajj or Umrah. Tears entered his eyes. And he said, شَمِّرْ إِزَارَكَ فِي الطَّلَبِ Osin, he said, give me advice. He said, شَمِّرْ إِزَارَكَ فِي الطَّلَبِ Tie your lungi properly. And then, وَنْظُرْ وانظر
إلى أين تذهب وإلى من تذهب. He said, think for 1 second. Where are you going and to who you are going? Have you thought? What preparation have you really made?
This youngster is not reading the labbaik. Malik bin Dinar says, what is wrong with you? He says, Malik, a life of sith, a life of dushman, a life of adawat with Rasulullah.
Now you are shouting, Mehazir hu, I'm coming. Have you thought, is your coming accepted? You are saying labbaik, and from that side the call is not coming, la labbaik, we don't want somebody like you here.
Malik bin Dinar says, I didn't see this youngster until the 10th of Zilhijjah. People made qurbani in Mina. I came across him, he was standing on one side, crying. He says, I approached him. I could hear him saying, Ya man tasurruhu ta'ati, wala tadurruhu ma'siyati. Oh my Allah, when I obey you, you become happy. When I disobey you, my sins cannot harm you. Habli ma yasurru, grant me that which pleases you, your obedience. And forgive me that which cannot harm you, sins. And then he says, this youngster looked up and he said, Allahumma innan nas. قَدْ ذَبَحُوا وَتَقَرَّبُوا إِلَيْكَ Oh Allah, the people have made qurbani and they have gained your qurban closeness. وَلَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ أَتَقَرَّبُهُ بِهَا إِلَيْكَ سِوَى نَفْسِ I have nothing. I have nothing to gain your closeness. I don't even have a qurbani anymore. The only thing I have, my Allah, to sacrifice for you on this Mubarak land is my own soul and my life. So Ya Allah, accept my life. Malik bin Dinar says, this youngster said this and passed away on the spot. Like the poet says, إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجْرِ فَأَنْتَ سُوَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمْرِي وَفِيكَ سَعِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي الَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِ says, Oh my Allah, Kaaba is not the goal. Muzdalifah is not the goal. Arafah is not the goal. Mina is not the goal. Ya Allah, you are the goal. Ilayka qasd. And the qurbani animal is also not the qurbani animal. The qurbani animal is this nafs, this napak nafs, that has put my life in a condition where I'm disobeying you 24 hours a day. Ya Allah, today on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice, this nafs doesn't need a knife. This nafs needs sulah and tawbah. I am placing that knife on this nafs for your sake. I'll terminate on this. I've exceeded the time. My respected brothers, ulama say, there is one physical Ka'batullah in Makkah. Wudiya linnas, Allah placed it there for the whole world. Allah made it Mubarak and He died for the entire alam. And they say there is another Ka'batullah. There is another Ka'batullah. And that Ka'batullah is situated between our ribs. Each one of us has a Ka'batullah. Make this nurani. Correct your relationship with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by the qasam of Allah, whether you are there or thousands of kilometers away, the nur of this will light up the entire world. Allah give us tawfiq.
Brothers, inshallah, two nikahs. The first nikah party, the Musa families and the Muhammad families, are kindly requested to come forward, inshallah.